9:05 a.m. His office, one of two he keeps in this building, is at the far end of the hall. The two offices closest to it are dark and vacant, a situation that has held for the last 6 months and one he likes just fine. Printed on the frosted glass of his own office door are the words, Western States Land Analysts. There are three locks on the door, the one that was on when he moved into the building, plus two he has put on himself. He lets himself in, closes the door, turns the bolt, then engages the police lock. A desk stands in the center of the room, and it is cluttered with papers, but none of them mean anything. They are simply window dressing for the cleaning service. Every so often he throws them all out and redistributes a fresh batch. In the center of the desk is a telephone on which he makes occasional random calls so that the phone company won't register the line as totally inactive. Last year he purchased a copier, and it looks very businesslike over in its corner by the door to the office's little second room, but it has never been used. Do you hear what I hear? Do you smell what I smell? Do you taste what I taste? He murmurs, and crosses to the door leading to the second room. Inside, a shelf stacked high with more meaningless paper, two large file cabinets. There is a Walkman on top of one, his excuse on the few occasions when someone knocks on the locked door and gets no answer, a chair, and a stepladder. Bill takes the stepladder back to the main room and unfolds it to the left of the desk. He puts his briefcase on top of it. Then he mounts the first three steps of the ladder, reaches up, the bottom half of his coat bells out and around his legs as he does, and carefully moves aside one of the suspended ceiling panels. Above is a dark area which cannot quite be called a utility space, although a few pipes and wires do run through it. There's no dust up here, at least not in this immediate area, and no rodent droppings either. He uses Decon Mouse Proof once a month. He wants to keep his clothes nice as he goes back and forth, of course, but that's not really the important part. The important part is to respect your work and your field. This he learned in the Army during his time in the Green, and he sometimes thinks it is the second most important thing he's ever learned in his life. The most important is that only penance replaces confession, and only penance defines identity. This is a lesson he began learning in 1960 when he was 14. That was the last year he could go into the booth and say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned," and then tell everything. Penance is important to him. God bless, he thinks there in the stale, smelling darkness of the utility space. God bless you, God bless me, God bless us everyone.